What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
You know what? I wasn't gonna go live, but then I decided to. I just had some things that were just bothering me, some things that were just on my spirit that I wanted to talk about. I tweeted something today. And I was watching this show called The Shot. I just started binge watching it. I'm not from Chicago, so I thought it was a show about Chicago. I don't know if it's a show about Chicago, but I watched the show, and I started binging it. Then it was a part of the show where a young kid got killed because a basketball player got killed. The stepfather or the surrogate type father of the basketball player went and killed the kid who he thought killed the basketball player, like his son. Somebody saw it. Another kid saw it and was a witness, but he was saying how he's not snitching. He's not a snitch. He's not a snitch. So shout out to y'all. So you know, this word that we've been dealing with in our community for a very, very long time, the snitch word, it's so prevalent. It's like every day we can't run away from it because we got, you know, rainbow hair kid running around. So, you know, the word comes up. On many of these YouTube platforms, you know, we hear about people paperwork. We hear about this person, this person, that. This person has paperwork. This, that, you know, that's just like the biggest disrespect that you could call somebody from the streets is that word. And we just set the barometer how we feel about people, how we look at people based on whether they are or they aren't. My problem is this. If you're an individual who are a civilian, you never committed any crime, you're not a part of any street organization, you're just not that, why is this topic so important to people about who's a snitch and who's not a snitch? It's just like an important topic. Me, 100% a civilian. I don't do anything illegal. I'm not a part of anything illegal. I don't work with authorities. Never have I, but I'm not too invested on who is and who isn't because I don't care. It has nothing to do with my life. So what was tripping me out about this whole street thing is once the children, once the elderly, once babies, once innocent bystanders start getting shot and killed, what are we doing? Because I'm going to read y'all my tweet if I could find one of my phones. Let me find my phone. And I'm not going to curse, so but I cursed in the tweet. And I know, listen, some people are going to get mad at what I'm saying, but I don't care because we need to have honest conversation, and we're not having honest conversation. What we're doing is we're playing games and we're sensationalizing things that's been leading to our demise for a long time. So I said, F street code. If you shoot and kill a baby, a child, someone elderly, or an innocent bystander, you deserve to be thrown under the jail. Yeah, I really feel like that. Now, reason why I said F street code, because the mentality of the streets is you don't wish death or jail on anyone. But if you're out here harming children, and even in that show, The Shy, they bum rushed the house and beat this 73-year-old lady up, like beat her down. So I'm sitting there watching this. I just watched this last night, and I'm sitting there like, yo, they beat up an old lady in it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you got people trying to uphold some street thing some street code in the streets. The streets, like, you know, I'm getting tired of people. Soon as they go on their social media, they holding their phone up like, yeah, we out here, we out here, we out here. And I'm like, we out here? So is a crackhead. What makes you special? Because you in, like, we starting to take pride in some of the stupidest things ever that really, really hurt us as a people, that got us twisted. And we just take pride in it. And we just keep making it like it's some type of status quo to be a complete idiot. And that's all I'm seeing is idiots. You have people in prison. You have people in prison who did things that they wish they didn't do. They're paying their debt to society. They telling the kids, they telling the children, yo, stay in school. Don't end up in here like me. What I did was wrong. Yo, I'm sorry. I wish I didn't do it. And then you have people out here in the street that's telling people, yo, I'm spin the block. I do this and I do that. And I'm like, yo, hold up. Since when has it been cool to be an idiot? Like, I never, like, at this particular time, we have so much information. And I was feeling a little dejected today because I'm like, yo, we had the whole world looking at us. Black people, because when I speak, I don't speak for nobody else. We had the whole world looking at us saying what they're doing to these people is wrong. The whole world. We seen protests all around the world. All around the world. Different countries was protesting for what they did to, you know, Big G and what they did to us, what they're doing to us, period. The whole world, different countries, people who have been fouled to us were protesting, saying, no, you can't be doing that to them. So I was sitting back like, wow. For the first time, we seen the word reparations go across the screen on major news outlets. They were talking about reparations. I seen them talking about how much money we all would get in reparations. I'm like, hold on. They talking about reparations on Fox, on MSNBC. They were talking about reparations? Like, whoa. We seen major corporations having disclaimers. BLM. We seen major corporations having disclaimers, BLM, donating money. I covered that before, but they was giving money to organizations, even though we didn't get, you know, the people didn't get none of the bread, but they was giving up bread to say, yo, we stand with y'all. We're not a part of the system that's oppressing y'all. The whole world protesting everywhere, they're painting streets, they're doing all this stuff. And the minute when we was able to go back outside, what did we do? We started clapping again. We started shooting up the blocks again, started spinning the blocks again, 40 people getting popped again on the streets. After being in the crib for 3-4 months, we went back outside, started shooting up the block again. Shooting up the block again. Making dumb music. Shooting up the block again. And look at all the news, all the babies that's being murdered. Babies. See, once you start hurting children, I have no compassion and no remorse for you in no way. Once you shoot a baby, I do not care about you. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your sister. Yo, they deserve to be hung. Once you kill a baby. So here it is. We back outside and we had the whole world saying to us, we had them ready to cave in. Ready to cave in. Now what? Nobody's protesting no more. Everybody's back outside. All I see is everybody outside with cups in their hand, partying 2 inches away from each other, having a good time. They putting these dumb videos back out. They putting this music back out. And what did we accomplish from all the stuff? What was accomplished? Nothing. Nothing. Because we went right back outside. And at the time where we have the whole world, different countries, they was protesting in China, but right before that, they was kicking the Africans out. But they was protesting. I'm like, yo, hold on. So what we do? We went right back outside and acted like idiots. Come on, man. Come on, man. Enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. And it's like, yo, my whole thing is everybody's an OG. Everybody, I put in this work. I did this. I did that. I don't see too many people telling these young men and women, yo, it ain't worth it. I spent X amount of time of my life in prison. Let me make sure I can see this too. My fault. Shout out to you for the donation, man. I don't know, man. I'm just in a little foul mood today. So let me just make sure I get to everybody who donated and look out. You know what I'm saying? Cause I definitely don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But it's like at the end of it all, it's like, it's so cool to just say, yo, I'm in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And the wild thing is that I can name two of my little homies that got murdered within the last 2 months, right in my hood. And I go out there, and when I go out there, I pull up, I see them out there. I remember being 17, 16, and they not like how we was, because for one, I used to like to fight, period. I always wanted to see if you had hands. I just wanted to grab you. I wanted to slam you. I wanted to do things like that. The pistol, we never talk about that on camera, but you know, we had a lot of hand-to-hand mutual combat. That's what we would do. Now, everybody is popping, and I'm not going to be no hypocrite. It ain't nothing new under the sun. Stuff that's going on, been going on, but I'm just saying at this particular time, when we had the whole world looking at us and not feeling sorry for us, but it seemed like, yo, they were talking about reparations on mainstream television. Mainstream television. So now what? Now what? And we went right back outside acting a damn fool. I'm riding down the street and I see Jimmy Jazz. And I just see this big long line at Jimmy Jazz. I'm like, hold on, y'all still doing this sneaker thing? Hold on. At this time in the world, y'all still online for sneakers? Sneakers? Y'all still online? Come on, man. Y'all tell me y'all not still online for sneakers. At all is going on, y'all still online for sneakers? Like, what are we doing, man? Like, what's the plan? What are we doing? So now, yo, I feel like we dropped the ball, man. I feel like at the time when we could have made the whole world, the whole everything, the economy bow down to us. And they was doing it. Shout out to Paris James for the donation. That's a good thing. Fox and other corporate news media is talking about reparations. Yo, listen, we had everybody ready to bow down. All we had to do was say, yo, look, we not doing this. We not having this. We not patronizing. We not spending no money with y'all. We had the world. What they do? They went right back out there and bought sneakers again. And the funny thing, and the point I'm making, and the reason why this have to do with the streets and talking about the streets, because this is the stuff that happens on the street that everybody think is cool. Everybody, we out here. Yo, I got these new sneakers. And I'm like, yo, everybody needs sneakers. I'm not mad at nobody for getting sneakers. But at a time when we had all the, we had the power. But again, we didn't believe in ourselves. We didn't believe in ourselves. We had the power. And we just gave it all, relinquished everything. And the worst thing we could have did, I don't care if everybody went and bought sneakers. I'm not mad at that. What I was mad at is when I seen everybody going back outside with the shootings. With the shootings. And the children is being murdered. Once the children, I'm telling you. Once the children get hurt, I have no love. Yo, I have no love for you. If the children get sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused, I have no love for you. I don't care who you are. I don't want nobody yelling, free them. And I'm tired of these dudes acting like, oh, don't tell. We'll handle it. What have y'all handled? When y'all gonna handle it? When y'all gonna handle it? So y'all gonna handle the dude who shot up the block? When y'all gonna handle it? When is it gonna get handled? Because it's happening every day. Who's handling it? So y'all making people think that there's something that they not if they try to get something done about it. Because who wants to live about that? Who wants to live out in the street and it's a shooting out there? Why should the elderly women have to live in that? Why the children can't go outside and play now? And then y'all talking about we'll handle it. Nah, we police ourselves. When y'all gonna start? When y'all gonna start? The time is now. Defund the police, right? Defund the police. Take some of the police money away. I'm not against that. But are you gonna tell your cousin? Are you gonna tell your nephew? Are you gonna tell your little brother? Are you gonna tell your son? Yo, you can't sell drugs out here? When y'all gonna do that? When you gonna tell your son, your nephew, your cousin, your daughter, don't be blunt, dumping blunt guts in the elevator? When you gonna do that? When you gonna tell your kids you can't be out here hanging out cursing in front of the building while grandma's out here? When you gonna do that? Because I be seeing dudes 45 years old, 43 years old, and dudes my age out there with them. Y'all be right out there with them, with the little dudes. I don't hang with dudes younger than me. I don't hang with dudes younger than me. Why? Because you're not my peer. The minute I start hanging with you, the minute I start drinking with you and smoking with you, you got the right to look at me and say, yo, go to the store. I don't go to the store. I send people to the store. And I don't even want nothing from the store because I don't drink or smoke. But I be seeing these old dudes washed up out there with cups with these little dudes talking about we policing the block. How y'all policing the block? And nobody want to talk about this because everybody want to be silent. Everybody is gang, gang, gang. Everybody's a part of this, a part of this, a part of that. Everybody's a part of the gang. But who is the people that's supposed to say, yo, this is the structure. This is what we're not doing. This is what we don't do. This is what we don't do. We don't disrespect the women, the children, and the elderly. What happened to that? We don't play music loud 3 a.m. People got to sleep. People got to go to work. What happened to that? Ain't none of that. All of it is idiot stuff. And everybody think it's cool. And it's like, yo, it's crazy to me because, yo, my OGs didn't allow me to do stuff because I wasn't mentally ready. And I remember crackheads would smoke crack and say, yo, don't let me catch you doing this stuff. They'd be like, yo, don't let me catch you doing this stuff. They were full-blown crackers, but they'd be like, don't. Now, dudes will be 43 years old handing the little dudes the weed. Could I smoke with you? Roll up. Yo, go get that $40 bottle. You already taking their chance away. And I don't like this mentality of they gonna do it anyway. They following you. They following you. Don't call yourself no OG if you can't control what's going on in the hood. Don't call yourself no leader. Don't call yourself no mayor, no general. Don't call yourself none of that. Shout out to Elmatic for the donation. Don't call yourself none of that. Because it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to let the, because you know what's funny, right? Yo, those are your kids. When I go, I'm telling you, I went to my hood the other day after my little homie, Nico passed away. Rest in peace to Nico. And I saw one of the little homies out there and I said, I ain't gonna put him on blast. I was like, yo, I ain't even know such and such was your mom's. He said, yeah. I said, yo, man, I knew your mom's forever. So I'm out there with dudes. They're 23. So I got y'all by like 20 years. I know your mother. I'm just out here to pay my respect. But I know your mother. Why would I be hanging with my peers' children? And I don't even hang with my peers. But they know when they see me coming, here he come. He about to drop something on us. He about to tell us something. But they got to respect it because I was out there. I was out there before y'all. Remember? And some of them remember when I was little. I mean, when they was little and I would say, yo, y'all go in the house. Y'all go in the house. Then they might have heard, you know, some stuff that they ain't need to hear. But I had enough respect to say, yo, y'all go in the house. Because it was about to get popping. It was about to get shaking. But one thing with us, we didn't let nobody come on our block. You couldn't come on the block and take a pee in front of the kids. You couldn't come on the block and nod off on my block. You couldn't do none of that on my block. My block was a one way. You couldn't even ride. Yo, where you going? You couldn't ride through my blocks with your lights out. We couldn't do none of that because our whole thing was we have to protect the block. Why? Because it's children and it's elderly here. 88 Precinct knew who all of us was. But they already knew that anything jump off, they gonna handle that. Straight up and down, the ice cream man come, all the children get ice cream. Every last one of them. I don't care if you're from another block. All the children get ice cream. And go on a great adventure. Who don't got money to go? Oh, nah. I got that. I pay for them. What block they from? I don't know, but they be with my little cousin. Yo, you want to go? Yo, here. I ain't going, but here. Here go $50. That's what we used to do. That's what we used to do. Now it's about how high and how stupid can I be? And then the funniest thing is that to the little girls, yo, those is y'all daughters out there. Don't I be seeing little girls outside. I remember my sister, right? My sisters, when they left and went to school, my sisters are older than me, but when they left and went to school, if they came home with their hair different, if they came home with a barrette in their hair that didn't belong to them, they came home with a ribbon in their hair that didn't belong to them. They was in trouble. Who was playing in your hair? Now I be seeing little girls. I be like, yo, it's like 5 o'clock. Why they still outside with book bags? Yo, it's like 7 o'clock. Why they still outside for book bags? Why didn't they never went home? Because when I was young, I had to go home. Get out of school, you come home, then you ask, could you go outside? You just didn't just stay outside. I was walking through the park yesterday, and I see little girls sitting on little boys' lap. I'm like, wow, so this is the park where they go, and they mother or father might be somewhere working. But look where your children are. And I'm saying, these are your children. These are not stray children spinning the block, shooting up the block. These are not stray children shooting up the block. These are your children and you think it's cute to somebody shoot one of your kids in the head and then you want to be like, rest in peace. He was it. No, he wasn't. Your kid, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But your son or your daughter was a piece of shit. And they was out there and they, what happened to them happens to children that's out there. It's okay if you are a dweeb. It's okay if you want to play the game all day. It's okay if you want to know how to code and know how to film and know how to work the studio and all that. It's okay. Do not let nobody make you think you're less than because you want to learn and be educated. That's why I got the shirts called Intelligence is Gangster. The most gangster people who run the world have never lifted a finger to harm anybody. They control the whole world with this. With this. With this, you can control everything. The most gangster people have never, ever, ever fired a gun, have never put on a suit. They do not even, a suit, as in an army suit. They control the world with this. But we think, yo, I'm front line. Yeah, you know me, I'm out here. Out here doing what? You know how crazy I feel when I'm driving and I see dudes outside drinking 40s? I'm like, 40s? In 2020, y'all drinking 40 ounces of beer? 40 Old English and saying, I'm like, welcome to 1991. And I'm telling all y'all this because you see this microphone. This is what I invest in. I wish I could show y'all some of the stuff that I invest in. But this is the stuff that this is what saved me. No, learning how to do this, learning how to put these graphics on the screen, learning how to use Photoshop. This is what saved me. You know why? Because I was an idiot outside too. And I wanted to prove that I was outside until I heard music. And when I heard music, I said, yo, man, I want to do that. I want to do that. How could I do that? I saw turntables. My homeboy Harry was in the crib. He had Technique 1200s. Oh, I'm not never leaving your house. I could come over here every day. Yeah, come through. Oh, I'm there every day. Practicing. Rest in peace, Steezo. Cutting a record called Freak the Funk by Steezo every single day of my life. Every day. It saved me. But the issue was, when I'm going from his crib outside, I gotta be out there. And then being out there, shout out to Boxing League United. Yeah, man, I gotta speak, man. We all hustling backwards. And I'm talking about what I was doing in 1992. Then I got a record deal. And Benzino and Lord Finesse and Buck Wild. And Benzino, most important. That's why y'all always see me salute Benzino and Dave Mays and Roxanne Shante and Fly Ty and Trackmasters. They took me on tour when I was 15. And I got a chance to leave the hood and be on the road, on the stage with Biz Markie as the host. And I was a DJ at 15 years old. Shout out to Inf Mega Man in the building. And I was a DJ on the road and I was like, oh no, I can't go back to the streets. I don't want to go, but I'm on the road. I'm in Kentucky. I'm on a tour bus at 15. I'm like, yo, nah, I ain't going back outside. I don't want to go back. I don't want to rob. I don't want to do none of that. I don't want to do none of this. Is where I want to be. And I went to Cold Chillin' Records every day of my life. Ask Fly Ty. I got an interview with him coming. I used to come there so much they thought I was worked there. I worked there, but I was 15. Going there every single day. Brought Biggie there. Yo, this is a kid from my hood named Fat Chris. He could rap. You should give him a record deal. Fly Ty gonna tell you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it is. Shout out to Gogo. Yubari, it is ridiculous that we still having these conversations. You know what I'm saying? But I was coming to Cold Chillin' every day. I seen Big Daddy Kane in there. I'm like, y'all know me. Y'all know how I feel about Big Daddy. I seen Big Daddy Kane. I was like, nah, I'm coming here every day. Roxanne Shante, calling my crib. I'm DJing for Roxanne Shante on the road. going to Chicago, going to places like little kid. I'm like, oh, nah, I'm not hitting the streets. And the thing, reason why I'm saying that is these little dudes are getting record deals, getting millions of dollars, and they still going to the street trying to kill. Y'all ass backwards. I didn't even see that type of bread growing up. Matter of fact, I ain't see nothing. But I knew I didn't want to be in the street no more because I knew I was going to die there. And some of my homies died there trying to get out where these kids is making it at. And y'all making it, and people are making it seem like it's cool to be out there. Why you out there and you got all this money and you a millionaire and you got everything that you work for to get out? You trying to prove that you could still be there. That doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. And that's the problem. That's the problem. And the thing with the streets that's so crazy is there's so many people in the streets that's suffering from mental illness behind the things that we see and we've been through. And ain't nobody saying, yo, man, y'all don't want to be out here. It's not normal to step over piss and go in your crib. It's not normal. But look at all the stuff we made normal. Look at all the stuff we normalized. Shout out to Boxing Legends United, man. A minority group called a rule can only rule a majority if and when they are out of their local logical right mind. Again, but see, this is the problem that I'm having is that we're in a time where everybody is so woke. You notice you can't tell nobody nothing. You notice you can't build with nobody no more. Everybody know everything. Everybody know everything. You can't build me. I'm still a sponge. And I done been around. I done seen. And I'm still, I be sitting there like this. Word? Put me on. How you do this? How you do that? You think doing all of this is easy? You think all this stuff, nobody taught me this. I had to learn. But I took the time and the initiative. You know why? Because if I didn't do this, I'm going to die out there. They're going to kill me out there. I know that. I know who wanna die in the street. Who want to die in the street? I found my best friend under a sheet at 17. I had to go to therapy because every now and again, I was like, yo, I can't believe what I saw. I can't believe what I saw. Where I was in the crib making music. He's like, yo, I'll be right back. I'm going to the store. He ain't come back. So I went outside looking for him. Yo, y'all seen Juicy? I don't know. Yo, is somebody, they got a body in Brooklyn Hospital. Like a body in Brooklyn Hospital? Nah, it ain't him. I went there. When I get there, he's laying in the hallway on a gurney under a sheet. I didn't know that. They was like, you want to go see who it is? Yeah, I go look. I know it ain't him, but I'm going to go look. So I go look and it's him. Then I got to call his mother and say, listen, I don't know what happened, but your son is dead. What am I supposed to do? I'm telling y'all, that's y'all fate. That's the fate being out there. My other person that I was in a group with, his name is Half. He got killed in the projects. Somebody came there because somebody else got robbed. He didn't even have nothing to do with it. He was just coming outside. They chased him in the building and shot him in the chest and killed him. My partner in my group. This is what happens out there. You don't think that affected me? You don't think that twisted me? You don't think that one day I woke up and was just like, yo, hold up. The person that I spend 95% of my time with is dead and I don't even know why. I don't even know what happened. And here it is, I'm doing all of this shit that I do every day. And the person who believed in me before everybody is not even here to see anything that I do. That's why I be so passionate and people be confusing my passion with emotion and anger. Nah, I'm just passionate because people died that I know. People got killed and didn't get a chance to see me do any of this. They didn't get a chance to see me get 1 million views, to get 100,000 subscribers. They didn't see that, but they believed in me before anybody. So I'm not playing. I'm not taking people who believed in me and who invested in me early on at 15 years old and 16 years old and letting them, what they did for me, go in vain. That's why I go so hard. That's why I'm no nonsense. That's why I don't play. This ain't no joke. Out there ain't no joke. Have your fun. If you feel like you want to have a drink, have a drink. If you smoke, smoke. Cool. I'm not telling nobody what to do. But it is a downside and a very, very dark side to what goes on out there and everybody acting like it's not. Everybody acting like it's sweet. And then telling you that you're something if you really, really try to protect what's going on. If you're tired of dogs living in the... Because first of all, dogs ain't even supposed to live in the damn projects. Period. They're not, but they live there. Cool, whatever. You got dogs, whatever. But why should you come out of your house? Because everybody who live in the projects is not a piece of shit. Let's just get that straight. Some people are there because it's affordable housing. Everybody can't afford to live a certain way. So because I'm here, I got to live a certain way with you. Because I'm on this block, I got to live a certain way with you because you don't care. So you don't care. You got to make everybody suffer. And then we talk about gentrification. Hey, we didn't value it. So they came in and said, I got potential for this. It's the same thing with everything. When we don't see the potential in something, somebody else see the potential in it and they do something about it, right? And then you get mad when they cleaned up the block that you used to dump your blunt guts on. I used to be over here all the time. I used to smoke right there. Well, maybe if you cleaned up and had the property value up, they couldn't have just came in and snatched it for nothing, because that's what's happening and that's what happens. Yo, they turning the projects into co-ops. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? And everybody's sitting around joking, playing these memes, all this stuff. And I'm not telling you not to enjoy life. I smile every day. If you knew me off this camera, I'm a fool. You could ask Mermaid. We joke. When I holler, when I hit up, I joke. We talk about topics. We talk about different things. But then it's also a pain that we deal with, because we deal with our people and we try to talk to our people. And a lot of times when we get the feedback in the comments, it's always negative. And I'm like, yo, how am I the enemy? Why y'all talking to me like that? Why are you talking to me like that? Like, why are you talking to me like I'm a op? Why are you talking to me like I'm, you know, take your shades off and all this stupid shit that don't got nothing to do with nothing? What does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Because if I took these off or kept them on, what difference do it make? These lights is bright, so I got to put them back on. Yeah. But what difference does that make? So nothing I said means anything because I got these on. See how stupid people are? This is what we deal with. And I'm supposed to get on my platform every day and fight for people to tell me, that's going to tell me to go fuck myself every day. That's the people I'm supposed to be trying to save. That's the people who I'm supposed to be trying to give information to. It's tiring. Somebody said to me today, yo, man, you can't stop. You can't go. I said, yo, on the real, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm tired of having, I don't want to have these conversations. I want to talk from the perch of victory. I want to talk from the perch of accomplishments. Ask Mermaid what I told her. I said, yo, we trying to give them the clean glass. We're trying. That's why we could have conversations about, why is the black woman the most disrespected? That's what we talk about. That's what we want to talk about. This is conversation. This is what relevant to us. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Not from the point of complaining, but just trying to get understanding and trying to have people understand what it is we're talking about, why we're talking about it, and just trying to get different point of views. That's why I take callers. That's why I do different things. But if I get on here and I just say, yo, spin the block, do this, do that. Yo, this person went in on this person. Let me tell you, yo, this is what everybody want. And I'm like, yo, man, I can't do it. Can't do it. I can't partake in it. I can't, because when you get in the mud and you sling mud, the mud get on you too. The mud get on you too. And it's tiring, and this whole streets, the streets, the streets, the streets, telling y'all, man, you're gonna die out there. You're going to die. Nobody makes it. And it's not being outside. It's not being on the block. It's the mentality. It's not the mentality. I mean, it's the mentality. It is the mentality of what goes on out there. You know, sometimes, like, you ever be out there, or you just walk in and you see somebody drink a soda and they throw the can on the floor, but the garbage is right there. That's the type of person that I am. I'm like, yo, you couldn't just throw that in the garbage? This is where you live. This is where we live. Yo, I don't care. Yo, you're hurting. I don't know what hurt you, but I didn't do it to you. But just like you hurt about something, so am I. Just like you have trauma, so do I. But why should I hurt you because I'm traumatized? How is that going to help me by hurting you? And that's what everybody needs to say. Yo, I'm going through something. Yo, I used to get, let me tell you something. This is real talk. We used to be in the crib traumatized, thinking about stuff. And we just say, yo, let's go outside and beat somebody up. That's what we used to do. Yo, let's go flip on somebody. Let's go punch somebody in the face. And we would go outside and just punch somebody in the face for no apparent reason. Until that music thing hit me. And then instead of everybody getting punched in the face, everybody would be in my house making music. Everybody would be in my house making music. So I was able to take like 10, 20 dudes off the streets from doing violence and doing madness. They was in the crib making music. Biggie was there. Tech from Smith & Wesson was there. Sean Price was there. Aguilar was there. Mad people was in my crib. Benzino was there. Little C's was there. Little Kim was there. Foxy Brown was there. They all used to come to my crib and we making music. So instead of us outside doing stupidity, we in the crib making music. Who's getting harmed when music is being made? Easy Mo B was there. I could keep going on and on and on and on. But I was doing stupid stuff before I was 21. These kids is 20. I can't even call them kids because once you're 25, you're not a kid no more. You're younger, but you're not a kid. Because if I call you a kid, you don't want to get called a kid. You want to be a man. So I got to, you a man. You're just younger. But I never, ever, ever, ever went to my hood and said to them little dudes, yo, here go a pistol. Yo, they come back through. Hit them up. What I did do is I went to the hood and I heard somebody, putting pain on my block. So I went, yo, what happened? Yo, we was shooting dice and I had to tell him, yo, that's not how the dice game go. And you're trying to make up your own rules with dice. You know how many people get shot in their head over a dice game? It's real out here and y'all playing and ain't nobody playing. That's all I be trying to tell them. They can't look at me and say, oh, you ain't ever been out here. You don't know what it is. Yes, I have. And I got through all of that. And so a lot of times people be like, yo, you old. I say, it's cool because I've been your age. You ain't never been mine. And the rate you going, you ain't never going to see it. And you're so stupid, you don't realize that when you die, right? When you die, do you know how many people die with you? And the worst thing is that you die and your physical dies and your essence remains, but then people die with you because their whole spirit and their whole aura dies, but they're alive. I'm letting y'all know today, support for the Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast come from Lord Jones, makers of the world's finest CBD products. CBD is all the rages these days, but pioneering brand Lord Jones is considered the gold standard. For years, they've been changing people's lives with their premium CBD products. From world-class skincare to tinctures and gel capsules to decadent gumdrops confections, if you're curious about what CBD could do for you, trust me, you want to start with the best. Lord Jones is crafted with the highest quality ingredients and premium hemp-derived CBD that's lab-tested for purity, strength, and consistency. In fact, Lord Jones has been featured in the New York Times, People, Vogue, Vanity Fair, and more. And now they're inviting you to experience the finest CBD products available. Go to LordJones.com/DD101 to get 25% off your first order. Go to LordJones.com/DD101 to get 25% off your first order. LordJones.com/DD101. Hey, man, I'm helping you get 25% off your first order. Make sure you go to LordJones.com/DD101. They're here every day, but they're walking around dead because they miss you and you're stupid and you don't care. My aunt gave me the greatest advice when I was younger. She said, "You out there getting that fast money?" I was like, "Yeah." She said, "Okay." Listen, what's going to happen is they're going to kill you. We're going to cry. We're going to bury you. And we're going to move on with our life. It's like, that's real. Yo, that's real. We gonna be sad. We gonna miss you. But we gonna have to move on. Because you got a death wish. You wanna die. You wanna be out there selling weed in the middle of a weed war. I didn't know at the time. It was then right under me. These dreads shot up. Well, that, I ain't talking about that. But yeah, it went down. But I was trying to get my little couple of bags off. I didn't know what was going on, and it was going down. I used to say stupid stuff. I'm telling you, when I see people, and that's why I don't know how to react sometimes, because my first reaction to everything used to be violence. I used to be like, "Yo, hold up, what are you talking to? I'm pointing to you," because that's the reality of it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I have to catch myself. Okay, cut it out. You can't snuff people the computer screen. It's just an avatar. It's just words. There's nothing you can do about it. Just let it go. Just block the person. So when people be disrespectful, I'll be like, "Man, you gotta chill. There's nothing you can do about it." But I used to say stupid stuff when I was younger. My grandmother, she told me something. I told y'all this before. My grandmother said there's two places in life that always make room for you. You want to be stupid? You want to be out there? You know, you want to think you could punch everybody. You think you could do everything. It's two places they always make room for you. I said, "Where is that?" She said, "The morgue and jail. They can never have too much bodies. And they'll make room for you in jail. They don't care if you're in a cell with 10 people. They don't care if you're in a morgue with 100 bodies. There's room for you always. So keep it up." So this is what my elders used to tell me. They'll make room for you. Like, damn. And then you see your best friend under a sheet. Then you see your other homie 3 years later in a coffin. And not to forget about Yaya Tank. So many people, Yaya was 15 when he got killed. I can name all my homies that got murdered before they had facial hair. So sometimes when you see this gray in my beard and a couple of grays in my mustache, this is something that we use. This is like a badge of honor, because most of my homies died before they even had stubble. Most of us didn't think we was going to live because of where we was at with it. And this is what we glorifying with these streets. Nobody want to talk about that. Nobody want to talk about how they traumatized. Dudes want to act like they normal, but they drinking every day. They drinking all day, every day. They popping pills. They smoking all day. What is it about reality that you trying to escape? Trying to escape that pain. It's called, when I went to therapy, they call that self-soothing. You're trying to escape reality, and it ain't going nowhere. When you come down off that high, That's why you need another blunt. That's why you need another blunt. Because for 1 minute, reality is going to hit you. And you realize, either I did something dumb out there that's bothering me, or I seen something that's bothering me. So, I ain't mean to keep y'all this long. I apologize. But just seeing stuff and just seeing the things that's glorified, I'm like, yo, we still doing this? And I'm telling you, when the children, when I start seeing them little kids, them babies get murdered. Rich James, you absolutely right. The streets are undefeated. They are billion and old. And it's our blood out there. It's our blood out there. And we just keeping the cycle going. To keep it. Why you think when people get on here, it's so, you know how many videos they have of me being disrespectful to me? You know how many times I done seen Instagram posts of people being disrespectful to me? You notice I never react. Why? Because it's only going to go two ways. It's only going to go two ways. So I'm supposed to prove that I ain't no punk because somebody said I was a punk on YouTube, and I'm supposed to see them and clap them and then lose everything that I work for. Everything that I work for, that I work hard for, that I still work for. For an idiot. You don't like me? Cool. Don't mean nothing to me. But look at how people just want a reaction out of you. So they make a post. Then they make another post. Then they make a video. And I'm like, yo, what does this person want from me? This person just wants, I don't know what they want, but whatever you want, I don't want to give it to you because you're an idiot. Me? I somehow got a danger radar. I don't know about anybody else. It's like being Target or any supermarket or even the corner store. Once you see a little unruliness or a little people acting a little fool, you notice you'd be like, yo, I'm off this. I'm out. What happened? Nah, it's about to go down. I'm out. I'm out. You remember being outside and you knew shooting was about to happen. Did you stay there? You was like, nah, I'm off this. They about to start clapping. You might have pushed the elevator. Pop, 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 pop. You hear it. Whew. I got away from that. And that's the whole thing, man. It's okay to be in a crib. It's okay to stay away. It's okay to play with your children. It's okay to stay away from the madness. It's okay. Because when dudes be like, I'm out here. You out there doing what? Listen, so are stray cats outside. So are squirrels. What's the consolation prize for being out there? Oh, I'm proving to y'all that I'm out in the street and you're not who you say you are. And I am who I say I am, so I can be out here. Just think about that. Yeah, we out here. I mean, people was out there and got bodied. It happens. Nobody's exempt. Nobody's bulletproof. And then the sad thing is that it's not us all the time. The intended target getting hit is babies. You know what I'm saying? It's babies. How do you move on? I said, man, I gotta find this tweet, man. But I don't even need to find it because I know what I said. Because what I say come from here. That's why I get in trouble sometimes, because I really speak from my heart. I don't know how to be fake. You know what I'm saying? But I said, seeing someone you love laid in a casket from gun violence or violence will forever change your life. It will forever change your life. Seeing someone you love laying in a casket from violence, knowing that somebody took them from you, will forever change your life. You will never be the same. It's going to take you a while to get back into a normal cycle because somebody took somebody that you love from you. And everybody playing. Everybody think it's cool, funny. And look how many of us in the inner cities, in the hood, have experienced that. How many people have experienced that? When you go outside and 40 people got shot in the hood, multiply that 40 by the people that's affected by it, and that's never the same. Because see, everybody can't go pick up a pistol and go back out there and shoot back and clap back and, yo, we got back at them. And then they be talking about, oh, don't tell and don't do this and all that. So I had a conversation with somebody, a well-known rapper. And I said, what do you tell somebody, mother, who want justice for their children? They don't know nothing about no street code. They don't care about no street code. Yo, I just want to know who killed my son. And I want them to get handled. You know what's funny about a lot of black mothers? People kill their children and they still forgive them. They still forgive them. And that's the heart and the love of a black woman. They be forgiving the people who kill their children. But they want justice though. And you saw what happened. And you gonna tell the person, mother, I ain't no snitch. And you telling this person's mother that I love your son, but I'm not gonna give you justice and telling you who killed your son. You think the person mother saying, yo, all right, cool. Don't tell me. Here, just make sure you kill him for me. Who mother says that? Who mother says, you ain't got to tell me. I don't want them in jail. Just make sure you kill them. You show me a mother who said that. So when you saying to a mother, yo, I ain't telling. I ain't no snitch. I don't know. Crazy, man. Crazy. I just really had to just say this. I don't know. I was a little pissed off today by some of the things that I be seeing. And I'm like, yo, man, nah, we in trouble. We in trouble. And not me, because I'm not partaking in a lot of stuff. But I have family members. I have different people that's out there who they got to get to and fro work. And then you have these idiots outside thinking everything is cute and cool. And I really feel bad for the young ladies out there, because all the young girls have been over-sexualized. And now they're starting not even to know their worth. Because everything is cool and cute. They have no women to look up to. The women that they see are over-sexualized. And that's they got to idolize them because they got to get to the bag and they got to get this. And she's 14 years old. And her mother might not spend a lot of time with her because her mother works a lot of hours. So the television, the internet, the social media is raising the children. And look what they got to look at. I remember watching cartoons. I remember watching karate movies, wanting to do push-ups and stuff like that. And then the deal is, people say, oh, don't look up to rappers or celebrities to raise your children. Well, how do you get away from it? It's everywhere. It's everything. It's everywhere. So, yeah, I just wanted to leave y'all with that, man. Shout out to everybody who donated. Shout out to everybody who rocked with me. Shout out to everybody who hit the like button. Shout out to everybody who gonna share this. Shout out to everybody who gonna look at this on the playback. I'm starting to get hot. I got on a gray shirt today. I normally have on my black shirt, but I got on a gray shirt. So if you see sweat on my neckline, don't try to play me. It's hot. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got my AC on. But real talk is what I did, what I do. I'm not saying I got away from it, but I don't be liking to complain sometimes because I feel like complaining is not getting nowhere. But I do get pissed off. You know what I'm saying? If you look at some of my old videos from like 2015, I used to go crazy. I used to go, you know, just go in. But, you know, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt because I felt like, you know, we was getting stronger spiritually, mentally. And it's like, yo, we really, really regress back to... What year is this? Yo, I live in New York City. I ain't seen as much violence in New York since I was outside. And this is the grimy 90s. Now we in a police state and people still wilding. But I want to leave y'all with this. Look at how these organizations, and we don't got to call them out. We know what we're talking about. These leaders that run, every time something happened, they run and they got money to take first class flights. They're all in the mix, getting TV time, and we tired of this. How come when something happened in the neighborhood you from, you don't go to your neighborhood? The only person that I see going to the neighborhoods, talking about the violence that's happening in the neighborhoods, not the only person, but one of the main people, is Trife Gangsta and the GMAC organization. They got something called a shooting response. And it's sad that they got to respond to the shooting when they're trying to prevent it in the first place. But they got to respond. So when they respond to the shooting, that means somebody got shot already. How about we start working on the prevention and we let these little dudes know, yo, it's okay. You ain't got to be tough. Everybody not tough. You got grown men who's on this, telling people SMD, all this stuff. Yo, you don't, yo, you not like that. Chill. It's okay. You're not less than a man. If you have a 9-to-5 job, you're not less than a man. If I catch you in the park pushing your children on a swing, you're not, there's nothing wrong with that. That's gangster. That's gangster to me. That's gangster to me to be going to work because you have a family to take care of. You have responsibility. That's gangster. Respect. That's why when I go in Target or I go in any supermarket or any place, I never look at anybody down based off of, because I don't job shame. I don't care where you work. You got a job. Salute. Because it take a lot of discipline to get up every day and go to work. And for my working class people, salute to you. It take a lot of discipline to get up, put on a suit and go to work, because we made it shameful to work. We made it shameful to work. So nobody want to work at McDonald's. Nobody want to work in any of the places that we patronize. I don't go to McDonald's, but the places that we patronize every day, we don't even want to see our people working there because we shame them for working there. And then when it's the other people working there, we mad. So you go to Aldi and there's nothing but white people in there and they don't understand the culture. They don't understand how you are. And we're mad because we thought they was nasty to us, or they were snappy with us or whatever. But when our people wanted to work in there, we shamed them. This is where we at in 2020. In 2020, you shame people for having a job. It doesn't matter where they work at. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody. Yeah, I remember Aldi is one of my favorite stores. So if you see me talking about Aldi a lot, forgive me, or Trader Joe's. But I remember being at Aldi and I was like, I used to say to people, you know, thank you. And they say, thank you for what? I say, well, thank you, because if you wasn't here, I wouldn't be able to get my food. It was like, wow, nobody says thank you. Yo, thank you. Thank you for packing my bags. Thank you for ringing up my stuff. Thank you. How are we looking at people that's get, you know how much, well, many of you do know what it takes to get up every day and go to work. So he says, yes, job is a failure if no career in mind. Well, do you know that it's people who with master's degrees that lay on the sidewalk? I'm not shaming nobody for where they work, because sometimes you got to work at a job till you can work at your career. You do know that, right? You know some of the people that the richest people in the world used to wait tables, right? What if somebody shamed them for waiting tables? Only we think like that. Again, this is the problem of how we think. A career. What's a career? Because the only career we know is being some type of entertainer. That's the only career we know. That's the only career where you made it. You in front of this, or you got money to your ear. That's the only career we respect anyway. I respect anybody who get up every day and do what they got to do, whether they work two jobs to support themselves and their family. So miss me with that. Anyway, I'm not even going to dignify talking to you in the chat anymore, because it's a waste of time. You one of them people I'm talking about. You know what discipline is? You know what discipline is? You know what discipline is? You know what ritual is? You know what routine is? You know what that is? Everybody is not going to be a doctor. Everybody is not going to do. You still need somebody to work in Target, right? You do know that, right? Somebody still has to work in Target. It's some people who have a career in the work in Target for extra money. But you know what? Again, people gonna argue. Look at the minuscule thing that they'll argue. And you get my point. You get my point. But the most minuscule thing you argue, and this is why we never win as a people, because you get what I'm saying. And I'm not even saying you're wrong, but look at the minuscule thing that we argue. That'll go from us not agreeing to somebody being disrespectful because we don't agree. And this is why we don't win as a people. Because we can't agree on nothing. Everybody know everything. Talking about careers and people out of work right now. We talking about careers and people are out of work. People got furloughed. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in real time right now. This is what this live is about. Real time. What we dealing with right now. People are out of work. People are getting unemployment. People are furloughed. We're talking about, oh, it ain't a career. People with careers don't even have careers right now. Because of what's going on. Anyway, I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? So I refuse to give grown people props for working where kids can work. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, I didn't know jobs had an age range too. I didn't know that you had to be this age to work here. I didn't know that. I refuse to give people props for getting up every day and doing what they have to do to take care of their family. They might have a felony. They might not have a high school diploma, GED, none of that stuff. And this job took them. So I refuse to give you props. Anyway, salute again. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close out on this. Salute to everybody who get up every day and do what they got to do, whether it's four jobs, five jobs, and they take care of their family. I respect you and I salute you. I never job shame, ever, never have, never will. Salute to everybody. You know why? Because I'd rather you be in Target, I'd rather you be anywhere than to be out on the street selling crack. Because those are the people who get love. Those are the people we celebrate. And this is what this live is about. We celebrate the crack dealers. We celebrate the scammers. We celebrate those people. That's a job, stealing from people, right? Salute. So yo, let's give Natural Mermaid some, that's my home girl, man. Let's give her some positive energy. You know what I'm saying? Let's let her know that we appreciate her. We need her back on the platform. We need her here with me. We need her in the dialogue. You know what I'm saying? why hate on somebody who want to be their own boss? I'm my own boss. Come on, man. Anyway, I'm telling y'all, man, we in trouble. I'm telling y'all, we in trouble because it take a lot to sit before people and just even spill your thoughts, spill your guts. Yo, it take a lot, man, because again, I sit in some people's chat room and all they do and is they degrade everybody. They talk about people, and I done seen donations come through of $100, $500, and I'm like, you know, salute, but y'all paying somebody to put people down? Who they lift up? So it take a lot for me to come here. Because I respect a lot of y'all. I see a lot of regulars here. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of regulars here. I see a lot of people who always come through. So I do this for y'all. But it take a lot. Because some days, I don't want to go live. Some days I don't even want to upload videos. I don't want to do nothing. Because I be feeling like, yo, I can't help nobody. I can't. I can't help y'all. I just got to just do what I got to do for me. Some days I really feel like that. Like, yo, nah, I'm going to go walk. I'm going to go get on the treadmill. I'm going to do something else because all they care about is bullshit. And I can't, and I can't partake in it. It ain't good for me. What am I getting? You know what I'm saying? It's tough. But like I said, when I see children getting killed and I see babies getting killed, nah, nah. Can't do it. But, yeah, man, shout out to y'all. I feel like, before I go, man, I feel like Kane, cause I'm leaving. Shout out to the homie Taryn Turner too. I feel like Kane from Menace to Society cause I'm leaving New York and I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's time for me to go somewhere else and where I could grow and flourish. But I can't even flourish here no more in my own town where I'm from. And I ain't supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Cause when you from somewhere and you've been there your whole life, got to experience other places and other things. So I'm out of here. I don't know if I'm going to let y'all know my new location, but I'm out of here. So if you start seeing bags behind me and me packing and stuff, I'm gone. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm off this. Once I see the crime rate in New York City go up, and I'm out of here. I don't want to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? It's not no place to raise children. It's not no place to there's no quality of life. And it ain't even New York. It's just the street shit, period. It's just not a good quality of life. You know what I'm saying? Quality of life is just not good. Enough is enough. But just for me to say I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I've been out here. Come on, man. Anyway, shout out to everybody who've been looking at the videos. Again, if you can, make sure you hit the like. Make sure you hit the bell, because YouTube, I'm telling you, they got it out for me. I exposed a few of the wrong people, so they got it out for me. So when you look at my videos, you'd be like, damn, only 1,000 people watched this? No, more people watched it, but they got it out for me. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to just keep fighting through and just, you know, they got it out for me, but we don't stop. You know what I'm saying? We don't give up. That's the thing. Shout out to y'all. I got to go, man. I'm hot. I need to cut this air. Hold on. Here's my remote. Let me cut this air conditioner on. You know what I'm saying? I got to cut this AC on for a few seconds, man. I just got to get some air before I go. And, all right, that's cool. I feel a little bit better. But make sure you hit the notification bell. You can get the new notifications right to your phone or to your email or both. I want to go crazy on these interviews, but I just don't want to be putting out these interviews and, you know, they not getting any just due. But I want to go, yo. I got stockpile and I want to go crazy. Shout out to everybody who watched the Yuck Mouth interview. Shout out to everybody who watched the Unk interview. Shout out to everybody who's going to watch the upcoming interviews that I put out. Shout out to everybody who subscribed to the podcast, the audio. That's on iTunes. That's on Spotify, Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Shout out to everybody who subscribed to Digital Soapbox Network, my other YouTube channel. Shout out to people who watch the Gangsta Chronicles, the new shows that I'm about to sign. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody who donated. Shout out to everybody who sent me Cash App. Shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this shit frustrating. You know what I'm saying? This shit is frustrating, man. Like I've been frustrated today. So, and, again, shout out, Lace Knicks, shout out to you, family. I definitely have no animosity towards you, you know. But again, we gotta definitely do better in our dialogue, even when we disagree. You know, you kept it respectful though, so I can't really say nothing bad about you. But shout out to you. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. Before I go, I gotta do a roll call because I can't look at your name. I couldn't see the chat last time. And I can't look at y'all name this time and just not acknowledge that y'all in the room. So I just want to do that. So Black Entrepreneur 24, Mark Brunel, Yegard 11, SJ, Natural Mermaid, of course, Don Polo, Silk Team 46, Parrish James. Come on, y'all, so I can shout y'all out before I go, man. I want to shout y'all out before I go. Come on, y'all, come on. Say something. Say peace. Dude, number one. 43 or 92, whatever. Yeah, shout out to Natural Mermaid channel 2. I'm trying to get her to come on here and do some Zodiac stuff for y'all. Shout out to Kim, Smaya, Lance Nix, Whitney's World 89, Dreddy Ray Yay 999. Shout out to you, man. You always here, Dreddy Yay Yay. 40 Luck. Shout out to you, man. Thank you for your service in the Air Force. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for your service. Shout out to Drizzy Dre 80. Grap Lover. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Grap Lover. Yes. Let's do that next week. Let's definitely do that. Shout out to Grap Lover. Casey Sexy Gemini. Yo, man. Jahi Boy. John Smith. Jada Key. You really type 92? I was just like, just type anything. New Older Kid. The music producer. Shout out to Jude London. For the donation. Y'all gonna see it in a minute. Shout out to Omar, Just Morales. Shout out to Natural C, Immortal 2 TK, who I met in person. Good dude. Shout out to, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Lakaya. I'm sorry, 216, but I think 216 is Cleveland. Truth Over Emotion. Shout out to you. There we go. Jude London, shout out to you for the donation. Again, when you donate, your name come up on the screen. You know, I got some special stuff going on. Shout out to Brian Takeover, always supporting also. It is what it is, but, you know, again, hopefully I didn't rant too much. Hopefully I didn't go off the deep end. Shout out to Lisa Holland. I'm the son, Coley. Hopefully I ain't go off the deep end too much and scare nobody. And, you know, people going to come on here and say, oh, he's telling people to snitch. He's condoned snitching. I'm going to say this to y'all in advance. So anybody that got something to say negative about what I had to say, this is what I say to you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't going to stop what's going on in the hood, somebody got to stop it. Because everybody can't get out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't get out. Some people got to live there. And y'all, you know what it's equivalent to? It's equivalent to, that's why I don't like the pool. It's equivalent to going to the pool, right? And somebody know they pissed in the pool. I mean, they stood there and peed in the pool. And they watching everybody swim in the pool. Their head going under there, the water getting in their mouth. They see the children playing and they know they stood there and pissed. You know how foul that is to do that when you can get out the pool and go in the shower, go to the bathroom? That's how I look at people. You're pissing in the pool where everybody has to swim. So just because you're a nasty bastard, that don't mean everybody should have to live nasty like you. On that note, y'all, I'm out of here, man. I catch y'all on the flip side. I catch y'all another time. You know what I'm saying? The beat contest is coming. I just got to work on it. You know what I'm saying? Just got to work on it, put it together. Just give me some time. I just want to make sure I got the right artwork, right concept. I'm not a person who say I'm going to do something and don't do it. I just be a little late sometimes. I be trying to multitask, you know. But it is what it is, man. Making warm pool water. You foul. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm out of here, man. I'll catch y'all another time. Might be on here tomorrow. I'll holler at y'all later on. Y'all can... Even the shirts you see pinned right here, I have those available. I have Doggy Diamonds No Filter shirts available. I have shop.doggydiamondstv.com. Everything is in the description box with me. How to get a hold on me on social media, social network. Everything is there available. So, again, man, I thank y'all for rocking with me tonight on a Friday. Y'all could be doing anything else. But y'all here with me, but I must go. I'll holler later on. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.